Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Speaking of running people down, I don't know what was worse for Orioles fans. Poor Birds fans, like my beloved wife last evening. The Orioles getting destroyed by the Nationals in Nats Park.
Hate to see it.
7-0 final. 14-1 hits advantage for Washington. Yep. They just absolutely destroyed the Birds. But in the meantime, in addition to just getting embarrassed and playing, and I'm not exaggerating, the worst 9 innings of baseball that any team has played against the Nats this season in terms of fielding and base running, and it was just a what-not-to-do clinic for a big league ball club. In addition to all of that, instead of being charged $89.99 for the rest of the season...
This is injury and insult here.
...for Masson Plus, a bunch of Orioles fans, I don't know how they deciphered between the two, but I guess it was maybe based on geography or whatever, were charged $8,999.
Now, see, that's not a good price. That's too much. That's too
much. Can you imagine having to deal with that in like the first inning where you just see that your card just got overdrawn or 9,000 is coming out of your account and you're absolutely apoplectic and you're on the phone working with Masson to sort it out and then you watch your team get shut out by the Nationals? What a night. What a night.
I paid $9,000 for this.
Dylan Cruz, boys and girls. Three home runs in four games, like they used to say. On NBA Jam, he's heating up.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing by Cruz and a drive to deep left center field. This is way back. Going. Goodbye. Into the Budweiser red seats in left center field. Bang. Zoom goes Dylan Cruz with a long home run. A 429-foot shot.
We still want to send him down to the minors. We still want Alex Call to start every day over him? Is that we're still doing that, right? Oh, we're not.
Okay. No, thanks.
Good. Good to know. 287 expected batting average right now would be 82nd percentile in baseball. Now, he actually hits 189, but he's been one of the least lucky hitters in the sport. Should be hitting 100 points higher. Expected slug, 495. That would be 75th percentile. Actual slug, 324. Barrel percentage at this point is 79th percentile. He's going to be okay.
What do we have to do to get him into the top half of that order? What else has to happen? Who we got to talk to? Is there anybody? Anybody that can answer the call?
I'm just happy they didn't take James Wood out of the game last night.
Well, so, yeah.
We'll start with that, and we'll worry about where Dylan Cruz bats later.
I got plenty. Yeah. You know what? It's a positive thing. They won 7-0. Mitch Parker was unbelievable, right? One hit over eight. By the way, walked the first batter of the game, was ball. So many balls to start the game, and you're going, uh-oh. He's due for a ERA regression, right? He's been pitching sub-2. This might be the time. And gave up a lousy opposite field single to Cedric Mullins in the third, and that's all she wrote. Retired the last 17 dudes he faced. Unbelievably good.
8 innings, one hit for him. He's not missing bats or generating strikeouts, but he gets lots of weak contact, and he did it again in a masterpiece last night. The Nats hosting the Birds this evening, 6:45. The game's over on the Team 980 because the Caps game, playoff hockey, is right here on 106.7 The Fan at 7 o'clock. They are giving away another 10,000 James Wood oversized bobbleheads tonight. I will say the crowd at Nats Park last night was tremendous.
It was great.
30,000 people. Mm-hmm. Sure, there were a lot of Orioles fans. That's expected. Just like there's tons of Red and Nats fans at Camden Yards when the series shifts up to Balmer Hunt. But I thought the vibes were as good as they've been in that ballpark, not only all season, but in a long time. Leaving, I was sitting in traffic. Mm-hmm. I was having a hard time walking out the center field gate. Things that never happen. If you needed food, you had to wait for it. If you needed a bathroom, there was a line. And while these are inconveniences and somewhat annoying, it was nice to not feel like you were at Tropicana Field.
Seriously.
Which is generally how my weeknight experiences go.
No crickets, no tumbleweed. I mean, it was a one of them regulation ballparks, right, on a game that meant something to those folks. And it was fun. The atmosphere was really, really good, I thought. I'm with you. Both for, you know, recognizing what was happening from Nats fans as Mitchell Parker got deeper and deeper into the game. Every time we'd come off the field, getting a nice rousing ovation as the guys close to that first base dugout were getting up, and everyone else would as well. Understanding, hey, he's retired 11 in a row, 12 in a row, 14 in a row, now 17. People are going nuts for it. It was fun, man. Really, one of those good old-fashioned baseball atmospheres you hear about.